Oh, sure. her. He particularly mentioned Lana Salem to her. That's why I said she could come over too. I think it's easier. You've got such a heavy. That's why I brought it up again.
But I'm glad you mentioned it. I'd rather again. And I'll, but I want half hours to figure. Last time he's seen it, he's got a little this time around.
And he could be in here with just you and Pat, somebody. Or do you don't need him.
Nobody.
Okay, then what are your college associates?
Money.
Yeah, we did a memory of the year we didn't this year. I didn't even ask you about it because you can only do a little tell her to him.
I just want you to get
No, it's more than really.
I've given all my papers and I've got a charity.
I know you don't have, and you have an awful lot of it.
I have an awful lot of it.
You're in the hospital, so I sent him a letter yesterday.
He
went in for routine checkup and seemed to be feeling fine and got terribly sick in the hospital. He won't be able to come to the wedding, but I told him they asked about.
I think Rose is a question, and it's just a matter of
time. It's a matter of time, I guess. I think it's a matter of time.
Yeah, he's gonna kill him because he grows. He's drunk himself to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't think he is now, but I think it was too late to.
He probably got a liver problem or something.
I think it was too late to save the liver. Once it's gone, it's not, you know, or almost gone.
Nothing operates.
And being let out of the company, everything all at once is pretty bad.
Well, we've done our best, buddy.
Oh, he knows that. And I wrote him a letter from you. I just want you to know in case anybody mentions it. Today I was at Pat's luncheon when you buzzed the cabinet wires at that luncheon for Pat.
Well, how about your honorary degree? That was a nice thing for them to do.
It was terribly nice, and I was so thrilled when they put the hood on you.
Yeah.
And it was
a big thrill, goodness.
They were terribly nice. The chairman and board.
But they gave Dr. Lynn the letters.
Doctor of Humane Letters.
Yeah.
Which was very nice, and I was their celebrity. Oh, they were so great, and they had said that I wouldn't have to say anything. But then they had a luncheon, and they they asked me to talk, and the speaker for the commencement exercise was a rabbi from Springfield, Massachusetts. Who is very fond of you.
Good.
And it was one of the best commencement speeches I've heard. He talked to those kids, almost everything here now, you know, they almost would make hippies out of the kids. He was excellent. He went out of his way at the luncheon to come over and tell me that he had a letter. He had served while I was in Indiana 8 years as chaplain at the prison. And apparently when he went out of office, I thought he said a letter from you, but it was a letter from Ray Price saying you had heard. And he has it framed and he's very great. Apparently the first rabbi who was ever invited to teach at a Catholic school. They had not been his when they were introducing him. But then we saw him at the airport again. Milt and Ann Rose went down there with me. They left their apartment in New York at 5:45 Sunday morning. And they asked me then without any notice to say something at the luncheon.
Well, that was nice.
And so I talked about, it was a Methodist college and so forth. And I talked a little bit about how proud I was to work, you know, for you and how long I'd been here. And then I said that one of the most interesting things was the worship service and how much it had done for families and how, you know, and I said I see that you have a rabbi who's going to speak and I have to be a Catholic and it's a Methodist school and I, you know, so I tied those to it.
Good.
And I got interviewed on television.
Good.
And they asked when I got off the plane, and Cardinal Cook had gotten off the same plane, so they were interviewing him, and then they had called the office and said they wanted to catch him. And they asked a question about women who lived, which I thought women had equal to her, that they were very foolish to go around screaming and parading and so forth, and that I thought I myself was an example. If you worked hard, you could. You know, you don't have to burn bras and picket bars. Then they ask about they ask whether I agree with Vice President Agnew's statement about the anti-war people. And I said, I don't know exactly what statement you're referring to or which group of people, but if you are talking about the militants who tried to disrupt the government in Washington, I can tell you that that was just very frightening, it was very bad, and they got, in my estimation, they were handled much better than they deserved. And he said, and the man asked the questions all very nicely. He said, well, there have been, people say that the president doesn't listen to these people. And I said, no, that's wrong. The president listens to everything. But he was elected to lead the country, not to follow. And he listens to everything, and then he does his very best for this country, even for those militants. And when I finished, the young man, I didn't know him at all, his name was West, he said, oh, he said, we're all for Nixon. And he said, you were my... That was in Charlotte, the interview on TV.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
And then the little town for the was Spicer College, you know, you went there. They're so thrilled. Some lady
came. Yeah,
you went with Bill Rose in, remember when you went to the Badcock's house?
Yeah.
Way back, must have been 65, something like that.
Yeah.
And one of the trustees, who was a very wealthy woman who died a lot, was her prized possession is you signed her name card or something like that. But they were really extremely nice. But now that TV wouldn't be here, but I'm sure Charlotte would be in the state of North Carolina. So the first time was a long, hard day. I got left here at 8 o'clock in the morning, got back at 9 that night. But in the last 8 minutes, it was outside. Beautiful day, but the last 8 minutes, the storm came up, and you had to sit there and just get soaked. But it was fun. And many, many people came up to me and said, you know, this is Nixon country. We just think he's just great. Well, it's just the thing is we hear more of these other idiots. And
you sure do.
Joe told me, he was in North Carolina to speak on, I just talked to him last night, police, you know, that policeman week or something. And he was in Winston-Salem. And he said that the settlement there was just all of you. It was, you know, he was there.
He spoke good. You know, when you talk to Annenberg, you know, I think Annenberg should talk to Mitchell, too, when he comes. You can tell Mitchell and Annenberg told you. I mean, it's very important that you know about this. You keep it quiet. But, you know, we get Rizzo, keep Rizzo. Rizzo's a Catholic. I can't imagine they're supporting the Teddy
Center.
But that's probably what you think of.
I would doubt that.
Teddy is. He's the leading.
Well, but Teddy Kennedy went in for Green.
Huh?
Teddy Kennedy went in, you know, and made some films for Green in this primary.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I read that in the paper last
night.
I don't think that's true of all. I don't think it's true of any candidate because their head's screwed on tight. It's easy.
See, that Rizzo's election could make a real difference in that place.
That state is so weak and nothing. I know Reeves is going to be against Rizzo and for Thatcher. Because
of course, he's got to be a damned organization.
Yeah, I'll have to. Amber is just flying over. They're getting in a day or so before. I'm coming for the wedding, but I'll have to talk to John Mitchell and see if they can't get together somewhere.
I've got a little problem with Rogers today. You know, it is difficult.
Okay.
All right. It's fine.
I never did get to tell him about
it. He's a doctor of literature now.
Oh, I hear congratulations.
He's Piper Collins. Dr. Woods.
Isn't it?
You know, but I never did get to tell him what I heard about Fulbright. That one goes to the...
So we have to.
So we have to go immediately to the maximum security room. And this is from sources that would not be wrong.
I didn't even know they had a maximum.
Oh, they do.
He goes in with every time.
The president told me to tell you, but I haven't had a chance to catch up.
Isn't that a shame you can't do that, man? Who are you talking to?
The train engineer. It's all done, isn't it? They wanted one minor word in the deployment of limitation on missiles. They want limitation on the deployment of missiles, which is actually more accurate. They said that that for them to change the text of the letter, they'd have to assemble the 15 people, but that he is authorized and he will write it down for me to convey the most solemn assurance that the truth agreement will be concluded simultaneously. He said he wants me to know.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. No, I'll call you. Yeah, go ahead.
Will be concluded simultaneously. And he wants you to know, on the instructions from the highest levels, that they believe a dramatic improvement in our relations is possible this year, and that both sides should work at removing psychological impediments. So I thought I'd call him in next year and let him know that we are letting them have the Gleason train, and that we are letting the British computer go. That's something that's already approved that I've held up waiting for this. See, that's why I know this stuff is going to continue. They need it as much as we do.
Yeah.
And now we have one problem today with State. I hate to bring it up again,
yeah.
Which is Alex Johnson has scheduled a meeting with him today to read him the Riot Act on Soviet Jews.
I saw that.
Now that shouldn't take place today, Mr. President.
Well, it's Alex's sinners.
But it's really got to be turned off. They'll never believe that we didn't know about that. Because he asked me what that meeting was all about, and he said he hoped it'd be constructive because it would lead to, it would be read as...
Just put it after this.
Yeah.
I'll just take your name. What time you see him?
Two. Well, no, one. And
one.
Well, he basically... he doesn't have the ego problem.
Oh, yeah. He's got the ego problem. He doesn't feel
now, one thing we have with Laird, Mr. President, that is outrageous. He's now sent another memo on sending a deadline in connection with Vietnam modernization plans for the SRG group. Now, I really believe this is so disloyal because it's bound to lead. It is so explosive, and if then the Secretary of Defense is known publicly, I would like to tell him at lunch on my own that I think this is an outrage.
Yeah, he's gone.
And that we got his view.
We don't trust him personally.
And for him to put this into documents is really outrageous.
Particularly after you get